Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Maybe you stopped and got a free taco along the way on vacation somewhere. Dad spotted a sign, free taco, we're going. Peels off on that exit. Next thing you know, your mom's driving off with some trucker or something like that.
For your cop for a free taco, and I got a new dad.
Well, he was a very nice man.
You thought it was bad when Dad crapped his pants on vacation one year. How about the year we got a new mom? We want to hear about it. It's time for your horrible vacation stories. Have any nice ones rolled in?
I read one last night, and I got to the end, and I thought, that wasn't horrible.
Wow.
That was like the nicest story ever. What's it doing here?
Okay.
Well, it didn't make the cut.
No, well, it's, well, no, because people don't want.
No.
Nice isn't entertaining.
I understand.
I don't understand.
It's like,
it can't
be.
It
was such an experience, such an unusual experience you wrote in about it, but yeah. We are saying vacation horror stories.
Right.
Not a horror story. It wasn't even close to a horror story.
Go to 1029thehog.com. Send us your story. If Brian reads yours on the air, you are in the running for the grand prize. It's $1,000 in prizes from Steinhoffels and Sherwin Industries.
I don't even really know what I'm looking for in these anymore.
There's, you sound like Bono now.
There's a lot of sick on vacation.
Still haven't found it, Brian.
Right. A lot of sick and a lot of bugs, and we have a couple of those.
Not just unpleasantness with relatives or anything like that, or arguments.
I'm looking
in the
for
car.
But sick is amplified on vacation.
Yeah,
you know, sick really wrecks the whole point of.
Yeah, there's a lot of it though, and I'm just trying to find some that are distinctive.
You mean like the mom who loaded up a whole family infected with chicken pox and took them to where? Scotland?
We're going. Shut it.
Yeah, that story went yesterday.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. 5 years ago, me and my mom went to visit her friend she grew up with in the UP, who is now living in Port St. Lucie, Florida. The day before we left, we spent the day at her friend's sister's condo in Jensen Beach. My mom and her friend hung out by the pool while I took off to the ocean for a dip. I was wearing my spare glasses at the time, and since I figured I wasn't going to go out too deep in the water, I would be fine.
Rogue wave.
Oh.
Well, also, I knew, you don't have to jump the route every
time.
Well, she kind of like, hey, look, I've got my glasses on.
It's Jan.
Yeah. A lot of these are, you know, telegraphed.
You're right.
Yeah.
Also, I knew better than to wear my everyday specs in the water. As each tide would start to come in, I would jump up and ride it to the shore, and it was going so nice and smoothly. That all changed in a matter of minutes. There was one that came rolling in, and I did not time my jump right. Before I knew it, I got pounded and hard. So hard that not only that bastard tide knocked me down, knocked my shorts down to my ankles, top went up, and glasses flew off.
Ooh.
Glasses were the least of her problems. Knocked your shorts down.
Yeah, with all this happening at once, I had to act fast and got my shorts up, top pulled down, but unfortunately the glasses were lost to the Atlantic Ocean. The sacrifice I was willing to take to keep my 95% exposed body from being seen.
Just going to have a little fun in the way.
Wait, was that loose? No, and she was worried about the glasses.
When they get you, boy, they get you. And there's another one right behind it.
I've never had a wave hit me so hard that it knocked my shorts off.
No, me neither with the shorts, but boy.
That's a new one.
A little different. In the summer of 1994, I was going on 15 years old when my parents took my 6 and 7-year-old brothers and I on an all-American summer vacation to South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place to go on vacation.
After a long drive, starting in the evening, Mom put her foot down on driving through the night and made Dad find a motel. So he stayed in the classic roach-infested motel that so many horror stories start and end with, but of course, that is only the beginning. The next morning, I was put in charge of my brothers, who were completely out of control at that age, while Dad laid in bed and Mom took her usual forever to get herself ready. The brothers, as usual, were teaming up to irritate me as we waited outside, and the final straw was when one of them crawled on top of the van, scratched up the paint, and dented the roof. Oh. I chased the perpetrator down and hauled him back into the hotel. Finally, Mother had applied her final coat of Rust-Oleum, and we were on our way to the Corn Palace.
Mitchell, South Dakota, everybody.
Or so we thought. Before Dad could leave the parking lot, what seemed like the entire police force of eastern South Dakota peeled into the parking lot, surrounded the van, and ordered my parents out of the van at gunpoint.
Oh, my Lord.
And now this is a story.
There we go.
Now see, you got a story.
Everything was kind of meh right. So far, but then at this point, we were all in a state of shock as the police separated us all to take statements. We were told an anonymous caller made a report that a big biker with a beard had been beating his children outside the motel.
Oh, it's the big brother.
Now, at that time in my life, I was a rocker that dressed in biker gear, and my dad had a full beard. Somehow, the alleged witness to the child abuse saw me physically rounding up my unruly brothers and mixed up the description of my dad and I. Yeah.
I thought Dad was laying in bed.
I must have come out at some point.
Okay, in his underwear.
After a short time,
what's going on out here?
Taking our statements, the confusion was cleared up and we were on our way, though Dad may have changed his pants and taken an extra shower before departure. We were in the van silently for 20 minutes or so, and Dad just grumbled, "It's only been a day and I already hate South Dakota."
Well.
Which broke the ice and we all laughed our ass off. The rest of the trip was the best ever and made up for the terror of being swarmed by a whole platoon of pissed off police.
What about the dent and the scratch?
What about all that?
He still doesn't know.
Someone was getting their ass kicked for that.
Mid-December 2016, I had some minor surgery in my groinal region to repair a sports injury. It was minor and seemed to go well, so didn't slow down plans to visit Mom and Dad in Maryland for Christmas. We arrived on the 24th. Fun and festivities were had. Morning of the 29th, we left Maryland for the drive back to Appleton at 4 a.m. 4 a.m.
Get an early start.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of the early start.
Sure. During the day. As is normal, I do all the driving, and if the weather and traffic behave, it's about a 17-and-a-half-hour trip. We'd be home at about 9:30 p.m. Make it in one day. The trip went well through Pennsylvania, Ohio, and into Indiana.
Almost home.
Getting there.
Yeah.
Somewhere in eastern Indiana, I noticed that I had some pain down there, like I had been sitting in one position too long.
Okay, well, you know.
Stopped for gas, I stood up. I realized that it hurt more than I thought, and that simply shifting my position didn't help. Things seemed really swollen, too.
Mm, my pants are a little tight in the crotch today.
Yeah, you take this one, Bob. Yeah.
We pressed on. By Indianapolis, I was officially in pain. Coming into Chicago, I was really in pain, and now I realized I needed to do something.
You're in the third busiest city in America.
Oh, boy.
This is no time for pain. You need all your attention on the road.
There must be a crotch doctor here.
The first step was to have my wife drive, and she took over at the Oasis on the north side of Chicago. North side of Chicago.
You're almost home. Well, they're going to Appleton. They're not almost home.
Yeah,
They've got a ways to go.
I thought stretching out in the passenger seat would help, and I was wrong. By the time we got to Milwaukee, I was in incredible pain. Plus, I realized I felt hot. I had the kids crawl in the back of the SUV and get the thermometer I had packed. Why had I packed a thermometer? Because my surgeon had warned me to watch for slight signs of fever.
Fever, sure.
That could spell infection.
That's right.
As we rolled onto 894, I saw that I had a temperature of 100. My doctor told me to call in right away if I developed a fever, but I thought, 100, maybe just enough.
That's a low-grade fever.
I think that's getting there. I think for an adult,
it's definitely a fever.
For an adult, it's definitely a fever. It's not low grade. It's not a 99.
We pressed further. By Fond du Lac, I was at 102, and I admitted to myself I had a problem. At 8:30, I called my doctor's office as we cruised up I-41 outside of Oshkosh, about 30 minutes from home, and described the situation. He told me I needed to drive immediately to the ER, and he would meet me there. We got to the Appleton ER just about 9 p.m. By 9:30, I had been diagnosed as having a surgical site infection, and I needed to have emergency surgery to address it. By 11:30, I was prepped for surgery on the gurney. By 1 a.m., I was tucked into my hospital bed awaiting the results of the infection swabs, which can take up to 48 hours. They can't let you leave until they know if your infection is the standard type or the deadly type. I spent December 30 and 31 and New Year's Eve in the hospital. ringing in the new year with hospital food, college football, and an IV drip.
Well, at least you were ringing in the new year,
you
my
lived,
friend.
You yeah. lived, right? You didn't go septic.
Yeah.
Results came in next day, released, thankfully, within a few weeks. I was 100%. We still joke about the time I drove 18 hours from Maryland to the infection drive.
Yikes.
Would have been better if somebody else was writing it. We lost Dad on that trip.
But what a great time we had with the crab cakes in Maryland.
But he'd have been happy we were home by 9.
Mom had to learn to drive a stick shift. How much time do we have?
You got a little time.
All right. You got
a little time. Is this a long one or you want to do two? You got time for one of those.
Sure.
Pick your favorite.
Our family of 5 took a trip to Florida almost every year beginning in 1969. My older sister had gotten pregnant in 1974, got married, and had a child. This turn of events had canceled the trip that year. In 1975, my parents announced we were heading to Florida. My brother and I were thrilled.
Our lives had revolved. Of course we're going back.
Our lives had revolved around my hippie wannabe sister's drama for the past 3 years. Dad had nicknamed her Queenie. The name was well-deserved. She was currently seeking a divorce from Mr. Strangebrain, as Dad called him.
He doesn't understand me.
Just about a week before we left, my mother announced, "Your sister's coming with us to Florida."
The one who got pregnant a couple years ago that we had to cancel the trip for?
Mm-hmm.
Who's now getting divorced?
That's the one.
Okay. I'm part of this family, too.
Yeah, you're the dramatic part of the family.
Mom thought that my sister needed a break. Mom had arranged for a family member to take care of my nephew. I wanted to barf. Having no choice, away we went with my pothead sister in tow. The next 10 days revolved around her. Likes and dislikes, partying, whining, bitching, and the usual poor me. The night before we were flying home, she said she was going out for a walk. She had met some people on the beach earlier that day. She
baby
never
number two.
Came back.
What? Wait, she's got a kid. She's going through a divorce. Perfect.
Well, I read on. Never is an exaggeration,
okay.
But that meant she didn't come back and didn't come back and didn't come back.
For days?
I don't think. My dad looked feverishly around the beachside town. Queenie was nowhere to be found. She finally stumbled in, disheveled and reeking of pot and booze.
Oh, hey.
We made it.
What?
Yeah. Move over.
We made it to our flight on time. I recall running onto the plane to get the seat as far away from Queenie as possible. I couldn't wait to go home.
Where's Queenie now?
I don't know. Maybe on a second or third.
That right. was 75?
74.
74. Holy crap.
Sister needs a break.
She never came back. That is a heck of a line on vacation.